Good morning, planet Earth. Good morning. It is Wednesday. Wednesday, and I think it is October the 11th, if you can believe it. October the 11th, 2023. Bo Blimpdoc, in the time of Bo Blimpdoc, when all things reveal themselves as a kind of essential truth. Maybe. Everything's crazy. Everything's madness. Yeah. Everything's crazy. Everything's crazy. So I have an outline of stuff I want to talk about, but today's podcast might not last that long. I was reading Mary Shelley's Frankenstein last week as prep for the work I'm doing to tutor some students. And one of the things that occurred to me as I drink a little bit of this schmunctus, because it is around 4:40 a.m. and I am barely awake. And you haven't heard from me in like, what, 10 days? And you're saying, oh my God, Dan, why haven't you been podcasting? And well, the simple answer is, yeah, the easy answer is I haven't really been in a place to do it psychologically. Just haven't been there. And yeah, Mary Shelley's Frankenstein, it occurred to me as I was going through it that it could be obviously recognized as groundbreaking science fiction for the early part of the 19th century. But actually, in a lot of ways, Mary Shelley's Frankenstein is also one of the first modern existentialist novels. And here's why I say it. Because even though the story ostensibly deals with creating a life form, and of course, that's where the story mostly starts, it really does. I mean, it starts with the weird letters from the sea captain. I'm going to go find the North Pole. But we came across these crazy people. One of them was weird looking. He kept going on his dog sleigh. But the other dude, the next morning, was here. And he told me a strange tale. A very strange tale. And that's kind of where Frankenstein starts. And you know, there's a lot of stuff that happens in the middle of the book and a lot of things that involve people's lives, and there's more to it, and you should read it if you ever want to. But at one point in the story, there's this long storytelling or diatribe by the monster, you know, by Frankenstein's monster, explaining what it was like to be abandoned and then what it was like to figure out the world on his own. And ultimately he says, well, you better make me a wife, baby. You better make me a girlfriend. Make me a woman out of some spare parts. Find the pieces amongst the broken people. I don't want to spend a lot of time on that topic, but yeah, I think that Frankenstein is almost better placed as an existentialist novel. It's an exploration of self in the world. As much as it's about science going too far, it's also about what it means to be alive, what it means to experience, what it means to touch, to feel, to love. Anywho, next topic. So I've been telling you I don't want to pay attention to the news, and this is basically true. And I've got not so much a cold, but it's just living in this camper. How can I put it? It gives you a kind of Dremulac disorder. Yeah, I don't want to pay attention to the news. I have a link in the notes to a Guardian article that deals with the generalities of what's going on in the Middle East, specifically what happened this last weekend with the Hamas flying in on paragliders to attack the rave. And by the way, these paragliders don't go that fast. So in order for you to believe the stories coming out of the Middle East right now, you have to believe that not just military intelligence in Israel sucks, but that their entire security apparatus sucks. And yet we've been having them training our police for the last 20, 30 fucking years because they know what the fuck they're doing. Now, clearly, they have a weakness when it comes to slow motion attacks, right? Because these paragliders don't move that fast. Yeah, maybe they top out at somewhere around 80 miles per hour. Maybe they can go faster. But the bottom line is, the Israelis have had security along their border for several decades that would have made a paraglider attack on a rave seem implausible. Completely, you know, I don't know how that happens without them knowing. Better yet, I don't know how that happens without the paragliders being lit up by machine gun fire. But yet somehow it happened. Somehow this incredible security state that we think is so fucking good that we train our own cops using their techniques. Yeah, paragliders. Kind of like, you know, box cutters taking down the World Trade Center. You have to believe it, right? I don't want to spend time on it. I don't think we know the truth. I think we're being fed a lot of bullshit. Now, does that mean there was no attack? Who the fuck knows? The reality is the situation in the Gaza Strip and the West Bank has been an open wound in the Middle East since before I was born. So I don't know what to believe. Is it possible they're setting us up for another excuse for World War III? They've got plenty of excuses to push the button. Really? The Ukraine is a giant screaming push the button. Does this mean they should? No. But does this mean they have an excuse? Yeah. So why would they need another excuse? There are potentially many explanations for this. And at this point, I don't think it matters. It doesn't. There's nothing about this that people like us are ever going to control or make a difference with, ever. No amount of voting is going to change this. It doesn't matter if Trump wins or some other bozo wins. It does not matter. Your voting will make no fucking difference. That's what I am certain of. And as far as the election of 2024 goes, who knows, right? Next topic. There's another story that popped up about weird, creepy spider webs falling from the sky in California. And if you listen to my podcast, you know that I will monitor geoengineeringwatch.org, and that's specifically Dane Wigington. I've said this and I'll say it again. I think a lot of what he says is true. I don't think everything he says is necessarily something you should listen to. But a lot of stuff I think he says is correct. And he brought up this weird spider web stuff. And one thing I will mention is that a few decades ago, something was published. It was published on a website called homestead.ca. And it's hard to find now. I couldn't find it the other day. It was about a guy named Deep Shield, a kind of a deep throat for geoengineering. And in this particular, you know, story that this particular guy tells, whether it's true or false, he talks about using polymer threads that operate like spider webs. So who knows? Who knows, right? Who knows what they're doing? I think they're doing something. Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles. Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles. Everyone has a right to become disillusioned at their own pace. That's right. Everybody has a right to get disillusioned at their own pace. Well, what does that mean, Dan? Well, think on it. One of my frustration points since 2015, and I'd say 2015 was the first time I more or less said, folks, in about 5 years, shit's going to get real. And I think that was a pretty accurate prediction. And then in 2019, I said, shit's going to get real. And I think that, yeah, I made some predictions that turned out to be true. The problem is the things I was talking about in 2015 are still bigger than a lot of people can hold on to, especially in the United States. You know, we still live in a kind of Wile E. Coyote reality. We're still suspended over the canyon. There's still food at the grocery store. Yeah, it's getting more expensive. And I don't know how to put this, my friends. I don't think it's going to get cheaper. It's not going to get less expensive from here. What could happen next would be a short-term inflationary spike. And that's assuming that Jerome Powell stops raising rates, A, and goes full bore quantitative easing, B. And at the end, when they know that everything has been used up, when they know they have no more fucking tricks, it's plausible that's what they do. It's plausible that they toss all the money you can imagine at people. It's possible that you see helicopter money. What's helicopter money, Dan? Well, the mythical helicopter money that hasn't happened for ordinary people yet is the money they put into your banking account, essentially. The Federal Reserve just plops a bunch of money into your banking account. Here you go, Scrumbo. Here's your money. And maybe they do it as part of a central bank digital currency, or maybe they just do it. It seems as if the what I referred to as the intermission, the brief intermission, the last 18 months of whatever this has been, it seems like that's about to end. And what's coming next, in my humble opinion, is not going to be more PSYOP bullshit. It's going to be real. And it's a question of what form it takes. Could it be nuclear war? Who knows? Could it be just the collapse of the world economy? Yeah, probably. That's baked into the cake, I think. It's baked into the cake. But whatever this is, every person confronting this, who's going through their own stages of grieving, has a right to do it at their own pace. They do. And no amount of screaming or yelling or or sending people emails or putting up posters, no amount of guilt-tripping people is going to change this. I think the simple truth is that the amount of change occurring, especially since early 2020, is such that most ordinary people just can't fucking keep up. And so they're doing what they can do. They're pretending it's 2019. They're pretending we can go back in time and somehow forget everything that's happened, and maybe we can. But what doesn't change is what's coming next. So it's true. Every person has a right to get disillusioned at their own pace. They do. You do. I do. I'm lucky. I started my process of grieving about 10 years ago. And 10 years was, you know, probably about right. Maybe tomorrow I will learn to fly. Maybe tomorrow I will learn to fly so high in the sky that I multiply and become like whiskey. Maybe tomorrow I find a hidden tunnel to that magical beyond place where frolicking monkeys sell you cigarettes and hookers. Maybe. Maybe. Maybe tomorrow I invent a love sauce and become like Ron Jeremy, as if I had the superpower of total bone control and access. And maybe I marry a porn star wife, and maybe the marriage ends in divorce. Likely, maybe, right? Maybe tomorrow I eat brisket with an old friend, and we talk about pistol nuts and French fry cream and albino elk, and maybe it's important. Maybe I will soon find love, the love of my life, and marry her in a meadow and bury her next to the others. Maybe, right? Will you help me load the sofa into my Ford Econoline van? Maybe I'm bad, right? Maybe we get the Franklin-style merge tune in the coming weeks, when harmonic energy attains 5 levels of scale. And there's pie for everybody, maybe. Maybe it's fucking Boston cream pie, motherfucker. Maybe next week we will see new kinds of crispy chicken sandwiches. And this will trigger a further crispy chicken. It'll further crispy chicken. A crispy chicken war will occur, and there will be riots over crispy chicken sandwiches. And from this will be born a new sense of respect, right? Maybe. Maybe the oceans are dying. Maybe I shambled out of apedom yesterday. Maybe every Charlton Heston movie was true, at least the great trilogy. You know, the first, you know, Planet of the Apes and Omega Man and Soylent Green, yeah. Why didn't we build an army of Charlton Heston robots when we could? We coulda, we shoulda, maybe. Maybe that would have saved us. Build a Clint Eastwood and a Charlton Heston robot. I mean, I think Clint Eastwood's still alive, so we can tap into that baby. Maybe we did land on the moon a few times, and then we forgot how we did it for a half a century as we spun tales of singularity and super tech. Except when it comes to space, right, bro? Less than 1,000 unique people have been to space. Did you know that? Think on it, baby. Maybe space is bullshit. 60 years and less than 700 people, unique people, have been to space. Yeah, that sounds like a going concern, baby. Maybe my woman cheated on me with Dennis. And maybe Dennis is younger and hotter. But Crystal, you said you love me forever. Forever is longer than 3 years, Crystal. I love you, Crystal. Come back to me, baby. We'll make a little child. You just gotta dump Dennis, right? Maybe soon, perhaps within a year, I will travel to the mountains of Dysteria and feed upon the compass bread and the tiggly wine. My garments will be made of silk and showered and poured upon by the gentle rains of spring, as the figures of disdainful regret haunt me and haunt me to the end, to push me onward to the blue star of destiny, perhaps. Perhaps then I will find my truest love hidden in the shadows, and she will have crabs she got from Chevron, from the toilet seat, from the Santa can. Maybe in an hour or two, I'll find the lost charms of Del Mordos, and my male strug levels will go through the roof, which means I have to move to Jersey Shore and become a jabroni, eat corn nuggets filled with anabolic steroids, power boost my blood with unknown things we dare not speak of, I think soon, maybe. Maybe in about 2 weeks, aliens will arrive from planet Tuba, and with them will come the great discoveries of the galactic elite, carbonated fear drinks and used cigarette butts will be their bounty. I will gaze upon their sleek and greasy style as the mileage provides hag energy and the elf was to trod nowhere, and the heralds of chaos warn of coming storms and other crappy shit, maybe some kind of J.R.R. Tolkien bullshit. Maybe when the sun turns black and the clouds become acrid and sorrowful, I will go to the Stingo priests who sojourn near Squim. They will share stories of adventure and piracy and lost pimps from Vancouver Island who do not understand the desire for Thai food and craft beer. Their generous offerings of thought are rejected, and I cast upon their visage a gaze of dynamite fury. And their lost memories are regained as a lead pipe hits them on the back of their nasty heads. Very soon this will happen, I think. Maybe. Maybe I'll start lifting weights and get really fit and have those washboard abs. Find myself a brunette kind of baby and marry her and move to the woods to have our fill of carnal bliss. She leaves me for Jurg the Archer, and they hunt beaver near the swamps of Krelm, and that would make me sad, probably really sad, maybe. Maybe the star warriors of Hollywood have X-wing fighters and Millennium Falcons and large Imperial walkers. They shall reign in infamy as the L.A. Tigers seek diesel fumes and the ingenue rioters have nothing for them waiting and no new livery apparel to wear to the cowboy weddings and the vampire funerals, sure. Maybe tomorrow I'll stop doing crack. I'll stop walking the street looking for land wax and opening up to random prostitutes and totally self-aware, completely conscious, you know, alley thugs. Maybe, baby. Maybe I'll make 8 pudding for dinner, and I'll sit in my cubby and meditate on camper-style life changes and various forms of worms that will dig into my brain and infect me with pain, and the heat chills from the weird residuals left over from other dying flesh, sure. Maybe you can pack a wound with broken glass and sand and metal shavings and vodka. Maybe it gets infected and you end up with some monstrous thing growing on you. It has greedy eyes and a lustful spirit. In days you are covered with boils and roiling with the fevers of a million diseases. But you don't die. Nature will not allow it. Maybe. Maybe you get better. Maybe you learn to surf. This would be nice, baby. Maybe. Maybe in a few days, I'll start fishing for something. Excuse me. I'll grab a pole and some line and a lure. I'll stand frozen upon the pier, looking out upon the rustic seas, imagining great creatures that, you know, lurk down there, down below, and are so saddled with their own contentious dismay. I am aggrieved to know that twilight life still swims there and feeds upon the poisons of the world, and I can stand and breathe and drink jug slurry, and maybe I'll catch something. Maybe they'll find the grudel soon. The grudel's a tasty strudel. It comes from the bottom of the sea. It's good for you and me. It will be tasty and sweet and neat. And it'll come from that part of the Pacific, you know, post-Fukushima. It'll be slimy and have one big red eye. And it'll be our new style crab meat. But don't overcook the grudel. Don't cook it too long. It doesn't want that. It wants you to eat it alive. The grudel is your strudel. It'll go into your brain. And you'll find a new style of life on the other side of that rainbow, baby. Maybe. Maybe I'll build lasers designed to save whales. Maybe I take that trip to Toledo I've been putting off, you know. Maybe I join the Gronkus Lords or the West Side Hoolies and do the jig with rebar and pillowcases filled with D-cell batteries. Sure. Maybe I do this tomorrow. You never know. You can never tell what I will do tomorrow. I was born in the time of the razor bats. These were bats that carried razors. They drove Mercedes. They had the ladies. I was born when skull rings ruled and everyone ate paste and gruel. Their moms carried a chainsaw gun just for fun. They'd hunt the Gendu tribes lurking in the forest. That was my time. Yeah. So if you listen to this podcast and you enjoy it, you can donate. There's a link to PayPal. I haven't really been too good at keeping up with podcasts in the last week or so, and that is what it is. I have a chapter one of a thing I'm working on called Bigfoot War One. I hope to get that up today or tomorrow, but who knows? If you're wondering how life is what it is, you know? I'm doing a job. I'm getting paid on the Death Star, just like you. And as long as the Death Star exists, we all get paid. The best we can hope for is not to end up on Vader's Strangle TV. You know, when Vader calls you up on the TV phone and sticks his hand out and he strangles you. Well, you know, that's a job that sucks, but my job doesn't involve Vader TV because I simply don't make enough. But before you donate to this luxurious podcast, listen to the following. You need to take care of your food, your water, your shelter first. Before you donate to anybody online or give money to a podcast, Take care of your food, water, shelter. If there are people in your life that need help, help them first. Before you donate to any podcast, help people in your life first. If you're setting aside food for your family, for yourself, for 6 months, I think that's optimistic, but I can't tell you how long you should, because really, when it comes down to that, there probably aren't basements big enough, as I've said before. Your basement's not big enough. Mine's not big enough either. You can have all the guns and all the ammo. You can know how to farm. You can know it all. And no matter how prepared you think you are, none of us is that prepared. But if you're setting aside food for your family and you have a dog or a cat, a pet, make sure you're thinking about your pet too. And remember, as crazy as shit is, it's not the end of the world. Times have been crazy throughout history. Humans endure. And if these are different times, if there's another tale being told, that's a topic between yourself and God. That's the conversation I have with God when I'm able to pray. I ask God what's going on, and God says, silence. Not like I have a right to know. It's not like I'm that good a Christian. I try to be a good disciple, but hey. Anywho, I don't think it's the end of the world. So since it's not, and since stuff is still kind of working on the Death Star, and you can still go see a movie, go to a restaurant, cook your boyfriend or girlfriend, husband or wife, your significant other a nice meal, since these things are still possible, before you donate money to some rando on the internet, take time out for yourself. Take some time for yourself. That's some advice. Beyond that, I don't know what to tell you. You can donate if you want to. If you're a Texas billionaire, you can donate all your fucking money or several millions. And I'll do with that money what I tell people to do at every single, at the end of every single one of my podcasts. I'll say, do what I recommend. That's what I'll do. But beyond that, I don't have to tell you. Money's hard for ordinary people right now. For all the printed money they printed in the last decade, and they're still doing it, not for you, not for me, but for people with certain levels of income. For all that printed money, most of the people I know don't have any cash. So if you do, and you've taken care of the things you need to take care of, and you want to donate, you can. It is Wednesday, October the 11th, 2023, Boblimpdoc. Maybe tomorrow I'll fall in love. Maybe tomorrow I'll get chased by a cougar. Maybe tomorrow something amazing's gonna happen. Have a great rest of your day.